We're back, dude.
All right.
You just quelled our doubting Shane, dude.
Yeah, my weekly we should delete this was voted down. So literally every episode, midway through, I'm like, what are we at time-wise? Because we should delete this.
Once we hit 40, I'm like, it's in the bank.
Dude. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
This has been pretty enjoyable. Steve, you were saying Steve.
So Steve, who is now standing.
Yes.
Oh, you are? Wow. I didn't even look.
You did? Well, it's a metal chair.
Yeah.
And you know, I've got hemorrhoids, and so what I was gonna say about
you,
this?
Does your ass start burning after a while, like sitting down, or you, it's just
it's not burning? Just like I get.
You're saying you're like preparing yourself for like the wipe later.
It's not even the wipe; it's just like general discomfort.
Okay, cool. That means I don't have hemorrhoids. I kind of thought I had them for a while.
You got bloody butt.
I had a little. I was just getting a sore ass, but I was eating lots of hot food and like wiping my ass.
That's all. Hey, you'll know when you got hemorrhoids.
Bitch-ass girlfriend was trying to say I had hemorrhoids. I'm like, I don't think I have them.
Your fucking girlfriend.
You're telling me they just like hurt while you're walking and stuff.
Yeah, but you might have, if she's got a good eye on it, which it sounds like she does, she might see a couple bumps in there.
Dr. Steve Gerben, noted noted Jew and hemorrhoid sufferer.
I tried to get on a jury duty because of hemorrhoids. I emailed my doctor, my general care doctor, and I was like, so, can I get a letter? Because I haven't brought this up to you, but I have very, very bad hemorrhoids. But I thought it was, like, more normal to try and get out of jury duty. She did not respond to my email.
Bro, you don't have to go to jury duty.
Yeah, you do.
No, dude, I've never been in my life.
But that's... You do.
You totally don't have to go.
All right, well, whatever.
You like to go?
I don't want that on
duty.
My... Yeah.
Are you hitting me with civic duty stuff? Yeah, but you were trying to get out.
Yes, for a medical. I was trying to get like a legal exemption.
I've never been to jail.
But you were trying to get out just because you didn't want to go, or you legitimately didn't want your
I legitimately didn't want to go. Plus, I didn't want to sit in a chair all day, which was probably going to be wood.
It's going to fuck your ass up.
Definitely.
Have you ever been to jury duty?
No. I've never been asked to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've summoned me a couple times. My mail
and you
goes
just
to
don't
my,
go.
It goes to my mom's house or my parents' house.
Yeah, that's illegal.
Try to
illegal.
See my mom so
it's
cool
on your record or something.
Parents. Huh?
That's on your record.
Well, what the fuck's he applying for?
My clearances are fine.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, dude. Because it goes to my mom's house, so it's, or my mom's the one who gets my mail.
So it's on your mom, dude.
So it's like, you know, we might not talk. And if we didn't talk, I would never know I had jury duty. And if no one ever listens to this podcast. No, you don't have to go. You could totally throw it out. They don't like send people. They don't send like a general inspector.
I just don't think you can.
Totally can.
All right.
Well.
Living proof.
Let's just agree to disagree on that.
Yeah.
You gotta be a patriot, dude.
You gotta stand your ground like Matt.
Yeah, I just occupy my house, dude. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. But go ahead. About your butthole.
Hemorrhoids is a very serious condition.
That's right. And that's why I was saying that I think that this is something that children should be taught.
About hemorrhoids?
Yes. If you're gonna do sex education, you just have like 15 minutes where you go, don't strain when you poop. When you lift things, suck. You know, your asshole in.
So is that what hemorrhoids are from? Pushing too hard?
Yeah, yeah. Or like, you know, if you squat and you're not tight down there.
If you got a loose ass.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. You get them.
You got a loose ass?
No wonder I don't have hemorrhoids.
You got a tight butt.
I got a fucking...
Steve, what are you doing to your ass that your butt's so loose?
Well, old guys get hemorrhoids too.
Oh, yeah. Geezers get
you
it.
Don't you get hemis?
Yeah. I got hemis.
Well, so what are you? Are you pushing too hard, bro?
Yeah, I push farts all day.
Wait, you can't get hemis from pushing farts.
Yeah, you can.
Really?
Yeah, it's from pushing.
Is it
out
like
of your
hair
asshole.
In your ass tissue?
No.
It's like a.
Herpes.
Isn't it like a vein? It's like,
yeah,
that's, it's like a vein that's popping out.
Oh, really?
From when you push too hard.
Bump. Yeah,
and it can bleed too, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
and
it
so like
sucks.
Even if you're doing sit-ups and you're just straining, then that'll get it. So that's how I get it from like doing any sort of like physical activity. Because I don't remember to, like, clench as if I'm sucking in a poop.
Well, honestly, though, I've lifted for a long time and never made an effort to clench my asshole.
You might be doing it naturally, though.
True.
Yeah.
Because it's such, like, a fucking masculine activity.
You might have your butthole clench all the time and you don't know it.
No, but I get it from ripping hard farts for
I
show.
I thought you'd get them just for, like, having a dirty ass.
And then dumping too hard. No, it's not from dirty ass.
So just from pushing.
It has nothing to do with cleanliness.
Wow.
And I'm fat, so that's another contributor.
Why do you get
them? I don't know.
Fat
people get hemorrhoids.
It's more like weight on it, on your... I don't know.
All my weight is centered on my asshole.
Once your belly fat covers your dick, you get hemorrhoids.
You get hemorrhoids immediately. I mean, that definitely. The correlation there, I mean, that's not the cause, but I guarantee anybody whose belly hangs over their dick definitely has it.
It's like the last
it.
Petal in Beauty and the Beast. Once you get full fucking, like, once you get a full eclipse of the gut, dude.
My dad, when I told him I had hemorrhoids once, he was so happy.
Why?
Because he knew how much that hurt me. He was laughing so hard. It was just like, because I had it, I've only had it like bad once.
Yeah.
Where what like happens it when hurt, you have it? It hurt to shit. Like so bad.
Oh.
Do you ever have them that
yes,
bad?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, dude, where it like, you feel sick, it hurts that bad.
Okay, I definitely don't have these.
Yeah, thank I God. Mean, I only had it like that once.
Still.
But.
What were you eating like?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But.
It's like an boy, ass migraine.
Hemorrhoids is. That's something you're exactly right, Steve. The public, it's such a shameful problem to have. So
they should teach that.
Yeah, because you do.
That.
You feel gross.
Yeah. Does it feel anything like having it? So it's nothing. Doesn't feel like dirty ass. It just feels.
It's
like
not dirty ass.
Gaping sore.
Well, it can it's feel like gaping. That. Like small ones can feel like a real itch.
Yeah, they itch. Yeah, they itch like crazy. Yeah, you get itchy butthole.
Man, I thought I was thinking my butthole was a total fucking rainforest.
Can you get them from wiping too hard?
I don't know.
Or is that just bloody ass?
That's probably bloody ass.
Do you so you guys are...
I wipe too hard a
front
lot.
Front to back wipers or back to front?
Front to back.
I'm back to front. That's probably why. I just dab mine like a pastel, dude. Like a watercolorist.
You always have a dirty ass, though.
No, it's been pretty good lately.
Well, now that you've...
Well, now
you've,
that I have a
so I a butt custodian. This is my thing on the whole like ass wiping scenario. This is insanity. What people do with their assholes, that there's no soap involved.
Yes.
Because if I came over and I shat on the floor and you said, Steve, clean that up, and I just took a paper towel and just wiped it to where you couldn't see it anymore.
Yeah, but you're
you'd be right. Like, get some fucking disinfectant.
That's
and
true.
Spray that fucking ground, and yet that's all that
yeah,
happens
but
to the asshole.
No, that's totally
when
different.
I. It's
that's,
just that's, not.
No,
it's just not.
It is because the ground
wait,
isn't.
So do you use nah. like Clorox?
No, it's just
like
not.
It is different.
I when I was like 13.
Sit down, dude.
No,
he's still standing.
He's
up.
Standing up. Dude.
When I was 13,
what happened to fucking leaning into your problems, dude? You got to lean into this hemorrhoid. Oh boy,
when,
that
when
hurt.
I,
this steel chair.
When I was 13,
it's like a hardcore match. ECW. Holy shit.
So, oh man.
Okay, I'm 13. I've just taken a shower. I sit down on the side of my bed.
Oh no, Stone Cold. Steel chair to the hemorrhoids. Oh god.
Start painting this picture. So you got the towel around your waist.
He's got a family.
So you just out of the shower.
Just out of the shower, fresh out.
Yeah.
And I was never taught to wipe my ass.
Nobody was, dude.
No, for whatever reason. And I've yelled at my mom about this. Like, why would you not? This should be the first, like, take something, stick it up your ass.
She was probably like, you can figure that out.
That's what she said. She was like, you'd figure it out.
I never figured it out.
So
either,
I'm 13. I'm sitting there. I felt an itch in my crack. I'm just fresh out the shower. I scratch it. I do it like that monkey in that viral video.
Yeah, you always
smell it. It's
you're
just
exactly,
pure green ass shit.
Oh my
and
god.
And I was just and then I started to get like obsessed with like cleaning my ass after that. Because
Steve,
it was mortifying.
Dude, what are you doing?
So anyway, the fact that people just wipe and stop there is insane to me.
Where do you take it to?
So here's what I do. All right. I go I have a
don't
system.
Pet my dog. With your fucking ass hands.
Well, I'm cleaner than you.
No, you're
there's
not.
No fecal matter on
I
me.
I just showered and wiped my asshole out.
Well, what do you think about people taking a shit while on their cell phone and like wiping their ass and grabbing their cell phone?
Oh, I do that. God damn it.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty gross.
But, I have a system kind of like somebody would disassemble a gun very effectively. I have a... I take like, you know, the toilet paper, I fold it, and then I just have like, I know the right, like when I turn the faucet on, I give it a little bit of a thing under the faucet and just a hair of soap on there.
So you're like a dog.
You put hand soap on your
hand
asshole?
Hand soap in my ass.
So you're like a dog that only eats wet food in a way.
Yes.
No dry toilet
Wait,
paper.
You
dude.
Put hand soap on your asshole every time you take a shit?
Yeah. But, and then I, then
oh,
I.
So the first guy in there is
First guy in there is dry.
Okay.
Just got to get the...
Just a little damage control.
Right. Get the worst of it.
Just in case there's any Hershey Kisses kissing around.
Then you get in there with either your moist toilet or your...
Moist toilet? Dude, you are a fucking lunatic. God damn.
Hold on. So dry... The dry hand, so you hit him with the first dry mummy. You do a mummy wrap to the fucking...
I know, wrap it around my hand.
Do you mummy wrap your hand?
My friend does.
Oh, that's wild.
My friend mummy wraps.
That's so much toilet paper.
That would just drive me insane if I knew that.
Dude, he lived with my brother and he fucking nearly saw through toilet paper.
Give the man a claw.
So you're like a nice square fold.
Yeah.
You attack.
Yep.
And then you hit it with the moist
And then you get
towelette.
Hand soap.
Yes.
And wipe your asshole with hand soap.
Yes.
And then back to a dry?
Ooh, no, then do a wet. No. Because you use a hand soap that's got a little bit of like moisturizer in it.
Ooh.
And then I go back to a wet. Then I go back to a wet. And then I put hemorrhoid cream in there. By the way, this is hang on. This is pretty funny because O'Connor was over at my house one day and I farted. And he was just like, boy, that sounded a little wet. And I was like, no, nothing.
That was just all the lube.
Right. And that's what I found out later. Because then the next day my cousin was over. I farted. And he was like, you got to go change your pants. You just pooped your pants. And I was like, I don't know why everybody's telling me that.
He's
like,
there's no lube.
It's just preparation age.
Dude, Steve. So now
I've got my asshole's impeccable.
Yeah, you totally discredited yourself.
No, it's an impeccable topic. No. Impeccable asshole.
I'm not talking about the asshole because you seem like an expert on that. But now any topic you discuss, any of your detractors can just be like, who, weird asshole guy?
Yes.
Well, it's guy also a level of openness too.
It is, but you've opened the door to
it,
now.
Does it sound like squeezing silly putty?
It's like a gag. Yeah. It's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, that doesn't discredit you either in my eyes, Steve.
Oh, man. Well.
So, you're saying in other, your butthole is clean. You can call it loud and sloppy sounding, but it's clean.
It's a boisterous asshole.
That's right.
Your butthole is basically my dick.
Yes.
I have I have like an old 1967 Cadillac that I'm constantly working on.
You guys should fuck.
I got my dick in the shop.
You guys should combine forces.
Constantly working on it.
With your fucking dong wax and his lubed ass, dude, that would be heavenly if you two
we
fucked.
You sound like a his and hers, dude.
Oh, I had back in the day, I had an idea for a penis product.
What happened? Oh, what is it?
It wasn't,
you presented this.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, I've already told you.
Hold on, let me hear it.
I've already told you.
I'm going to see if I remember it. Go ahead.
Oh, the idea
condoms?
Was...
Is it lubed?
Yes.
All right, let me hear it. What was it?
You would lubricate the outside of the condom
with
something that made the vagina contract.
Oh, yeah. This is the craziest shit I've heard.
Oh. Yeah, you hit me with this before.
Yes.
I mean...
Explain it more.
Well, it's just... Just the idea of instead of taking something to make the penis feel bigger, or your penis bigger, you'd make the vagina feel tighter.
Yeah, you just gotta whisper the right stuff in their ear, dude. It's gotta be like, hey, babe, I fucking love your asshole.
My asshole is lubed up right now. Don't worry about my tiny dick. Your pussy's about to contract.
No, but like it'd be tough. You'd have to brand it so secret.
Yes, damn it, dude.
It's probably scientifically possible, but you'd have to. The branding would be so tricky because, like, if you were out to buy condoms and your girlfriend found that you bought the vaginal contracting condoms,
right,
that's like a girl coming home and buying you like extra small condoms. That's like
right. You have to market it to women. Under the slogan, make him feel bigger.
Girls probably would like that. You're right.
But
or you can market it as, hey, you got a giant pussy.
I was going to say, you can have like Martha Stewart come out and be like, hey, you whale pussy whore.
And I think for the record, I'd like to say that I'm not advocating making this product.
Are you a slut with a giant pussy? Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Gerben, noted Jew and hemorrhoid sufferer.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Steve Gerben is not a doctor.
my friend bought this stuff in freshman year of college. Bought this stuff that was called Man Delay, and it's like a desensitizer. It's like basically a shit like Ambisol you put on your tongue, whatever that's called. it kills your nerve endings, or it temporarily kind of like cuts them off.
Numbs your dong up.
Yeah, so you numb your dongers, and then like, so you don't come so fast. And he was having sex with his girlfriend, and he was like doing it secretly. Like he'd go get his condom and like put Mandalay on. He put it on the wrong side of the condom and rolled the condom down and started having sex with his girlfriend. And she was like, I can't feel myself, and your pussy just went totally numb. And he's like, weird. That's fucking weird.
Oh my god, dude.
He's like, well, that's crazy. It must be these condoms. I don't know what's going on with it.
Yeah,
fucking hit her with a Mandalay, dude. It totally killed the pussy.
Mandalay. You should get that for your asshole. You should just numb your asshole.
With Mandalay.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I mean, the concern with that would be that then it would exacerbate the problem.
Then the problem, you wouldn't even feel the problem.
No, no.
I'd be roided out.
It'd be like being on painkillers. Yeah, yeah.
It would come back worse.
So what's like, is there any long-term cures or like?
I think you could potentially get surgery, but I've got them like inside and outside. So you gotta like.
Jesus Christ.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, there's external and internal roids.
Ooh.
You can get inside your butthole roids. Deep in the colon.
Where's an out? What's an outside?
Outer word? Is like on the butthole.
Right.
You can
on,
see like a bulge.
Which is probably what your girlfriend's seeing. That's what I was saying. If she's getting in there.
God, yeah, she hasn't said anything about that. She's just more of like a. She's on poop patrol.
Okay.
So, but you know, you don't get hemorrhoids. You got someone. You got a personal butt janitor, dude.
I mean, that I would love that.
It's pretty nice.
That's what you need to find. Put that on Tinder.
You'd be surprised,
just be like,
man.
Hey, is anybody here interested?
There's a lot of girls who want to get into guys' butts, dude. They're kicking around out there. They're thinking about it.
I mean, if I were you, I would say that.
What?
You've got experience with it. You found one. You've got to be like, there's got to be plenty of girls
no,
out there.
No, I'm telling you, man. I've dated girls before, and they'll fucking attack your butt, dude. They're looking to do it.
They're trying to get into your asshole.
Yeah.
They like that.
It's just something they can take from you, dude.
You think women are trying to take things from you?
Yeah, just to be like, I remember when I put my finger in your ass, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Little booty, yeah, yeah, all right.
It's a nice thing to have on someone. Like, if I fingered your ass, there would be a secret bond we'd have.
Would you ever get pegged?
No, hell no.
You would.
That's how you get hemorrhoids,
Steve,
dude.
You would get pegged.
Yeah, I feel like I could take it. I would have to, like.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. Dude, this is.
Wait, there's nothing wrong with taking pleasure from your butt.
From getting pegged, I do have a problem with that.
Why?
It's fucking weird.
Okay.
Anytime I hear a dude, and I'm not shitting on you here.
No, no, you can
but
shit
I've,
on me.
I've heard this too many times lately.
About dudes
from
getting pegged.
Dudes that I'm sitting down with talking, either getting pegged or being like, yeah, I would get pegged.
I think a lot of
really?
People think
yes.
they could, but I think once
I think
the peg
comes
out.
Push comes to shove, dude.
I think once the peg comes out.
Interesting. So here was my thought process on this.
Yeah.
That it's really just. It's not a physical sensation that I think I would enjoy. Like when I put a like suppository up my ass, I'm like, it feels weird. I know
it
I
does
don't,
feel good when your butthole sucks it up.
And then that's an interesting
when your
feeling.
Butthole,
yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
If you put a suppository in your ass, so your butthole just snatches it.
And you like it?
That does. It is. It's a nice feeling.
It's a reverse turn.
Yeah, it feels great.
The first time I did that, I giggled. But
I
would do it is
and jerked off.
If it really turned her on, and this is somebody that was going to be with long term.
Oh, if it really turned her on,
right?
Yeah.
Then I would say we got to start with something that would be like suppository size.
Yeah,
something that's not you know.
So
and then I just have
your
to,
dick.
So then I just have to endure an uncomfortable physical sensation. That's not that uncomfortable. But it's getting her off. Because the thing is that if you have something that really turns you on and she's kind of like, you're just like, fuck, come on.
That's true.
Just like tough it out.
I'll give up the ass.
Right. So if she really wanted it, then, you know, something very small. Wouldn't nothing.
And you think that adds to the element of eroticness, her commanding to get into your butt a little or no?
What is that? What do you mean?
The fact that she's like totally dominating your butt and you're just appeasing her.
That's what it's called.
That's a butt queen.
Is
if
it,
someone has a butt queen, there's like a girlfriend who like demands entry into your asshole.
Oh. Well, I mean, as long as that personality, I don't know.
As long as,
don't do it.
They have enough.
I'm not looking
girl.
For it. I'm just saying.
If your girl's. Dude, if
don't
this
do this with a poor girl.
You're talking. Yeah, that's true.
It would have to be a long term relationship with somebody.
With a good family. So you're, yeah. That's how you solidify land deals. Dude.
Yeah, she's got to come from good stock.
Up your ass.
It's got to be good stock. And
she fucks you with an ink pen, and her father signs the title.
Yeah, he
to
puts
the
a wax. He puts a wax stamp on your back.
Right.
Instead of her coming, but so you're gonna. This would be hypothetically with somebody that you like are in a long term relationship with.
Yes, and then it really...
And then you want to have kids, and you got to look your son in the eye someday when you're out playing catch.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, son, one day.
The worst
no,
part...
No, I'd be like, son, I let your mom stick
Stuff up my ass
because he got her off.
All right.
And I take care of her.
Be like, I had something
I make
in my
sure
ass
she
when I conceived
fucking
you.
Fucking comes hard, and I...
Like my asshole was full with like a tube sock and a battery when I conceived you.
Well, again, it would be a limit to the girth.
Look at Finn giving you side eyes for being a fucking...
The one thing I worry about
Finn
is...
Finn the dog's over here looking at...
If you had makeups, like reverse makeup sex with your girlfriend and like you just kind of were fighting and then she pegs you, she might be a little rough and fucking... And also, what... The shape of the peg. Are you going like a dick?
No, like I said, it's got to be suppository
sign. How phallic
are
you going? Like a butt plug, then.
I want to say specifically the size of a suppository. I would want a custom.
That's so little.
Yes, I want to start small. I don't fucking jump in shallow end.
So you're no size queen then.
No,
you are not a size queen.
Definitely not.
Okay, but what if
would
you
do
start
it?
Gradually?
Would you do it?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, okay.
This thing you're talking like a Visine container. I could. Yeah, I'll take a Visine container up my ass right now. I won't even notice it. Here's my question to you. Yeah. What if she wants to strap it around herself?
Yeah. Oh, like pen.
What if do you have a choice between like a large, like non-phallic object or a tiny penis?
But for the tiny penis, she has to fuck me with it. That's a tough one. I definitely take the smaller one. Again, I would take
the tiny penis.
Yeah, I think I can get myself in a mental state.
Shane, you have to get something up your butt. It's like a big like. A floaty almost, something like that, like totally non-phallic, or just a teeny penis.
But she's got a teeny penis on a man?
No, I mean, Jesus, you can if you want.
Wait, it's just a tiny object that's shaped like a penis?
She straps it on.
Well, I think getting pegged is a strap-on.
It doesn't have to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, totally.
I thought getting pegged was strap-on.
That was my understanding as well.
It could be, but you can. I mean, they can totally just sit there.
That's just getting butt dildoed.
Double dildo you.
Ooh, that's a new twist.
What?
Double dildo with your chick.
You guys are
both legs in the air.
Yo. Like
damn.
Like Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah. Or you're ass to ass. You and your wife.
I mean, it definitely exists.
The
on
mother here. Of your children.
I mean, that's a Saturday night.
It's a wild time.
A little back to back, dude.
It's like, let's toss on some fucking Stranger Things, and then afterwards we'll fucking do ass to ass dildo each other. But
that's funny thinking about like in all like the grade school CYO events. There's how many of the parents like just were like eating each other's asses.
Oh man, but yeah, no, I would go with the smaller object.
You go with the tiny
phallic designed for entry.
I'm gonna step it up. That's true. And
so
for pleasure.
And for plunging.
Okay, so if you're going to go just like a like a pretty size, like an 8-inch peg, this is both penises at this point. You have a choice between like an 8-inch fat fucking pegger or like a standard fucking like 5, but that also squirts inside you at the end.
Squirting inside, I mean, if I'm already going all in on this, the squirt inside would probably be great.
It squirts a lot.
It would probably feel great.
It squirts hands soap. It squirts hands soap in your butt.
Yeah, this is
all right.
This is trash. You think we're gonna get to Mars talking about shit like this, Steve?
Yeah.
You know what's gonna be interesting about getting to Mars?
Yeah.
You'd be like the first person
to
do everything.
True that.
I came the first person to beat off on this.
That's pretty tight.
Forever. You know, do whatever. Any weird thing that you do.
You think the space race is to see who can jerk off first? Is that what us versus the Soviet Union was?
who jerked off on
the moon first? who got the first moon shot?
So technically, that hasn't happened yet, though.
I bet it has. I guarantee one of those astronauts cracked one off.
You think someone jerked
definitely
off on the fake
not.
Moon landing when they faked the moon landing? Some guy's like, okay, I'm coming on it. I'm coming on the set, dude. Fuck it.
Why do you think the flag was so stiff?
Woo! You said we put up a cum-covered flag?
Yeah. Astronauts have definitely jerked off. There's been several...
someone's jerked off in space.
Well, there's been definitely several nuts in space.
Yeah, in space, for sure.
Think of that, just floating around the room when you finish.
Dude, your nut just floats around everywhere.
Gets into like a computer system.
You're going to swim after your
nut. What happened to Apollo 13.
What do you think they nutted?
I think Tom Hanks jizzed on one of those systems, and they were like,
he's jerking off. You're quietly jerking off in your little pod, and you have people next to you, and you're like, all of a sudden your nut starts flying up in the air, and you're like, oh shit, you have to like swim around and snap it back.
Floats into the other guy's room and just... Oh, man. Yeah, so...
I mean, if I became a millionaire, the first thing I did was probably...
What was that?
What happened? I was like, they would think mine is spit. I have very clear...
Ew, Steve.
That's healthy. Say you got real clear...
Nice. It's not good. I gotta get it looked at.
Why?
Really? Well, so you only nut pre-cum?
Well, I don't know if it's pre-cum, but I, you know, if one day I want a father, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know,
it's like...
If you want a sire, a boy.
Yeah. So you're saying you need that cloudy. You need that
cloud. I think that's an indicator.
The milky substance.
Yes.
Sometimes it turns yeller, too. You got to watch out for that.
You got to watch out for that. Old yeller.
Yeah,
that yeller. Sometimes you got to put that down.
I don't know why he does that. I've read about it like 3 times, but...
You still don't.
I don't know. I just read about it. I go, okay. Something I Google like once a year and go, okay. And then I totally forget as soon as I do it. Yeah.
So...
I think if it stays in you too long, it starts turning yeller. Which makes sense.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because you go on NoFaps. Steve, you ever NoFap?
Yeah, I've tried.
How'd it go?
Yeah, with your record?
Not long at all.
Yeah.
Several hours?
No, like I'd say 3 or 4 days tops.
Good.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good healthy boy.
Yeah, that's about right. Three days is good.
Yeah, but I was trying to do like 2 weeks.
Oh, well, that's no good.
No, I had...
It's hard.
Willpower. And it was like when I was like walking to the toilet paper, I was like, you know, you're breaking your willpower right now. And I was like, whatever. You know, like having that conversation in my head.
Yeah.
And just like marching back. And I go,
I do it all the time. Like an idiot. I do it. When I finally just let my defenses down and I'm jerking off, it's such a sad day. Like I'm trying not to do it at all. And just, Jesus Christ, man. When you do it and afterwards, you just go, I didn't need to do that. Sometimes, though, I go, like, I fucking needed that. Yeah. I don't care. I needed that.
Exactly right.
Sometimes you need to crack one off.
Of course you do.
I hit a level where I'm just like, fuck it, dude. We're doing
it. Well, you're on a different level. You're on a new... You're on a plane that...
Gerb's fucking... He sounds worse off than me.
With what?
Needing a fucking crumb.
You need a crumb.
But 3 to 4 days is about... That's
reasonable.
That's panic time. That's kind of like...
No. I hit 3 to 4 days just going about my business.
Not me, bro.
That's good. That's what I want to be. I want to be in that mental
state. Yeah, but Shane, you're a big, like, big dude. Naturally, you're kind of, like, running stuff. So your DNA is just, like, whatever. Me and Steve are smaller dudes, so we got to fucking... We're designed to crank them out all the time. In order for our genes to have competed with yours back in the day, we'd have come twice as much. Twice as hard.
I come from a long line of dudes who don't come that much.
Like your ancestor probably had like a harem somewhere in a cave, and me and Steve were popping in. It's being like, ugh,
you guys are sneaking. Yeah. You're sneaking
we
into
were like
the cave.
Mosquitoes, dude. We're just running around like. Ugh.
Oh man, yeah. So Steve, you got a fucked up asshole. Your cum's weird. You would get fucked in the ass. Anything else you want to share?